Put your data away, Rabbi Yehoshua, look.
Good morning, Brishus, Gaboim. I've known you to get nervous, many stories. It's possible just to help me that I don't have to remember the quotes, I can read it straight directly from the Sorim. We're just going to discuss, before I tell you, we'll just discuss, the subject is going to be about how to daven Shemini Esrei. A little bit of the Oros. Obviously, we can't cover such a massive topic. There's lots to say on the subject. Particularly going to talk about the correct attitude. By attitude, I mean the direction in which one needs to face. Before that, acknowledge the fact that today is Tu B'Shvat, and I want to say a little Dvar Torah, a little Ha'orah, which I thought to explain the minig, which is that to eat the fruit, the minig of eating fruit on Tu B'Shvat and the minig of eating 15 fruit on Tu B'Shvat or 72 fruit on Tu B'Shvat are two separate pinhogim. The minig is brought down to eat fruit on Tu B'Shvat. That's the minig which we're going to explain. So we find. Right, we find that the inyan of Tu B'Shvat is actually more to do with the sap rising in the trees. The Gemara says that Tu B'Shvat is the day in which the sap starts to rise. The sap starts to rise in the trees. The sap starts to rise in the trees, and therefore it is the Rosh Hashanah Leilonos. That is the reason why it is Rosh Hashanah Leilonos. In other words, this is the day in which they get their physical hischadshus, in which they start getting ready for the new fruits which are going to come in the summer. When a person spends a little bit of thought and time on concentrating and appreciating the tremendous toiva which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done to us by giving us such an abundance of fruit and a variety, so that everybody can find, if he wants to, find something to which is palatable, whether it's in color and taste, then he has a proper understanding of the bracha boi nefoshes rabbeis v'chesroinon. The Torah explains boi nefoshes rabbeis v'chesroinon means that which they are lacking. We have to have a certain amount of sustenance of bread and water in order to be alive. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the world should have a kiyum, it is necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us some sort of sustenance, and that's included in the chesroin, and that which we are lacking. Al kol mashibur, also all that extra which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, which wasn't necessary. There was no need for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the world in such a way, with such imagination, with all the various fruits, and especially nowadays where we can go into the shops and see how wonderful and varied the fruits are. That's an extra beyond and above to make it more palatable for us. That is a sign of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the best for all his creations. And from that we're meant to understand, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to this level of complexity in order to provide us with the kind of fruits that you would like, whether it's appealing aesthetically or in taste, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always, and everything that he does for us is also the best possible way that he can do, even those things which are not so obvious. And therefore, when a person sits and tastes the fruits of Tu B'Shvat, and he appreciates the fruits, he automatically increases the kvod shemayim, he increases the kvod koinu, the respect that he has, and the appreciation he has for how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and his role in the creation. Memela, he understands, lahachius bohem nefesh kol choy, both ruchnius and gashmius. He gets a chius, because through a person appreciating the Kvod Shemayim, he brings down Shef and he brings down Brocha in this world. There's automatically more reason for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to provide more. The whole purpose of Bris HaOlim is Kvod Shemayim. If a person appreciates the Kvod Shemayim, he gets more Kvod Shemayim, he gets more Hashkoa, more Shef, and more Toiva. And therefore, on the Rosh Hashanah Leilonos, by appreciating the fruits that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created, we at the same time automatically increase the shefa and bring down a brocha on those very same fruits that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now deciding how the next crop should be. So the aim of eating the fruits is to appreciate them, to understand the value of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put the bria for us, and then there will be a shefa, we will have more brocha and panosa. That's the Yoitzavin on the Indian, the Tubishvat, the idea of just eating some fruits, eating the not time to eat fruits in the Siskula. But by the way, that's also the Indian, and if you understand the Indian of the Esrig, of why eating an Esrig is Skula Tageta, good Esrig on Asukas, is because the Malach, every single tree has a Malach which tells it to grow, that's a Gemara. The Malach of the Esrog tree is HaKadosh Baruch himself. The Esrog is Kaviyachul, a remnant for Klal Yisrael, and just like Klal Yisrael not and have a mazel, also the Esrog tree doesn't have a mazel, it's an Hashkoch HaPratis, and therefore a person when he's eating and he appreciates the Esrog, he's meant to bring Koyach HaShefa, that he'll have Hashkoch HaPratis on his particular Esrog, what's meant for him, that he'll have a nice Esrog. We're going to go now to a Gemara in Yevamos. It's also brought in Brachas. In short, the place is a Gemara in Brachas, in Yevamos. Reb Chiya and Reb Shim ben Rebbe have a Yosef, they were sitting down. Potzachad minai. One of them opened up his mouth. He started saying, Va'oma, ha-mispalil tzorich sheyitin einov lemato. When a person is davening, tzorich sheyitin einov lemato, he has to look. We translate the words as they are, look down. Shenema v'hoyu eini v'libi shom kol hayom, as the Pasuk says, my eyes and my heart are there all the days. That is referring to the Beis HaMikdosh, that even after the Churban, when the Churban, the Beis HaMikdosh is destroyed, nevertheless, eini v'libi shom kol hayom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's heart and eyes are there all the days in the Beis HaMikdosh. So we have to understand what has that got to do with looking down. The other one said his eyes should be up towards Shemayim. El Kapoim. Let me just read you out. The Rabbeinu Yoina explains the Sol Levavenu El Kapoim in two ways. There's a title of El Kapoim, meaning Yesh Oimrim Kapoim Matzalim Ovim. That's the clouds. So a person's eyes should be up towards the clouds. So talking physically, he should actually look up towards the clouds. Kolayim nesal levavenu lemalo. V'hanira yoisa, more pshat, which is nira yoisa, which is the one that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down in the Poskim. V'hachi kokoma nesal levavenu im hakapayim, with the hands. What's pshat is that the derech is that people want to daven, they want to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they raise their hands up towards the sky. You've seen people do it. I'm not very clear whether they've seen people do it, so other people have also done it, they're copying other people, or it's a natural feeling that you raise your hands up to Shema. We find that Moshe Rabbeinu raised up his hands to Shema when he davened. That is something, but I'm not quite sure what the effect of that is, what idea, of it, where it comes from. But I call upon him, he says, that's the derech of people. Therefore, the apostle says, Shederech bnei Adam b'shas hatzoyrech, when it's necessary, shenoisim kapeyem, they lift their hands up, but their hearts remain down below. They're lifting their hands up, but they're not, their heart's not with them. But we are noise levoveinu im hakapayim. When you raise your hands up to Shemayim to daven, your heart should go with it. Your heart should be raised up, that you're also raising your heart up to Shemayim. Yes. Okay. It's a tefillah. That's an idea of tefillah. Not sure why you want to lift the hands up there. So it depends what what's the filler, what you're doubling for something then. Sorry? The third two examples like that. They mustn't raise their hands too high. And that's got to do with the brocha. This is HaKadosh Baruch. No, they're all no kams are supposed to raise their hands too high. And by that, they're not raising their hands to Shemayim, they're raising their hands so the brocha should be in a certain level. It's got something to do with the position of the hands. We see that anyway, it's got something to do with the position of the hands, with the fingers and everything. These are things we don't understand, but certainly they're not raising their hands up to Shemayim. They mustn't raise their hands up, they don't raise their hands up like this. It's like this, and it mustn't be above their forehead. So the Gemara carries on, So there's a machlekes here, whether you're supposed to be looking up, whether you're supposed to be looking down, there's a machlekes. Ad hochi, also Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi legabayu. Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi came in, Omalohu, but my askisu, what are you busy with? What are you doing? Omalohu, with tefillah, we're busy in the sugya of tefillah. Interesting. All you have to say with tefillah, and this is where he straight away knew what they were talking about. Omalohu, kach oma abo, hamispal el tzorech shiiten einob lemato, velibay lemalo, kedei shiiskai mushne mikrois haloli. So you've got to do both. We're going to make a pshara. Well, we actually did a pshara. And about that, the halacha is going to be like that. That you've got to have, you do your ein of your eyes have to be lamato, whatever that means. The libel lamana, your heart has to be above. Your heart has to be above, which we have to understand what that means. If we're going to be mekayim this pasuk, we need to have a proper understanding of how to be mekayim this pasuk. This is memra. These two pasukim and this memra, how you do both. So Rashi, probably bothered by the question that we said that lamato, you look down. What's how does that fit into the pasuk? But how you ain't really be shom kol hayomim? Rashi straight says ain't of lamato klape eretz yisrael. Lamato doesn't mean look down. Lamato means klape yisrael. Look in the direction of eretz yisrael. Klape eretz yisrael. Mishum de shchina hosam kaima. Like I say, but how you ain't really be shom. And I have to say, I'm very grateful to this opportunity to prepare this shir. I think it's the first time I understood what the inyan of looking facing eretz yisrael is. I've never quite understood it. I seem to have understood somewhere, picked up that the idea is you've got to direct your tefillah in the right direction. There is a, it's halachic Shulchan Aruch, that wherever a person is, which is a mission actually, we're going to be discussing it later on, whichever direction a person is facing, he should always be mechavan liboy to the creation of Hashem. If he doesn't know which way Mizrach is, he should still be mechavan liboy. He said, kibun liboy, I'm supposed to be directing my tefillah. What do you mean directing your tefillah? Does the Kodesh Baruch Hu not hear my tefillah, and this my tefillah are pointed in the right direction? I never really understood what it meant. And I think, if I understood it correctly from the Elio Rabbi, I understood that a person has to appreciate that he's standing in front of the Shechina. But the Shechina is v'hoyo eini v'libi shom kol hayom. The Shechina is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Beis HaMikdosh. So when a person is mechavan keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's thinking to himself that between me and the Shechina in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdosh, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there is a direct line. I'm standing in front of the Shechina there. We are standing in front of the Shechina, and therefore,
why should she lemata? Why is she asar?
That's the Rosh Gemara. That's Rashi Taish. I can't answer that question. Yeah, I hear it is a doichik. It is a doichik, and we're going to see that others didn't learn like that. But Rashi is coming with koyich the pasuk. So he answers lemata, meaning maybe not lemalo. That means down, and from the ene libishon. So when we're actually saying is actually facing the Beis HaMikdash, and even if he's not actually technically facing the Beis HaMikdash because he doesn't know which way Mizrach is, it's actually pretty hard to face the Beis HaMikdash, because even if you know the right direction on the map, due to the curvature of the Earth's surface, it is very, very hard. There's even an app. There's an app, somebody showed me an app which shows you pointing towards the Beis HaMikdash, and it's got two different ways of calculating it, because if you take into account Earth's curvature, if you don't take it out, the main thing is that you're mechavan thinking, I'm standing in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Shechina is Shoira, and that is who I am davening to. That is the idea of v'hoyo eini v'libi shom klap eretz Yisrael mishum deshchino hosam kaima. Now that I saw the Eli Rabbi and the Sitin Rashi, mishum deshchino hosam kaima k'dachsiv v'hoyo eini v'libi shom. That's where he's going to say. Now Rashi doesn't explain to us what eini lemalo means, right? The libo lemalo means that. Day doesn't explain to us. I'll read you other Rabbeinu Yonah. Also very interesting, the Rabbeinu Yonah is al Gemara. There is no other Gemara, but the Rabbeinu Yonah is on the Rif who brings this Gemara in Brochus. It's a Moedic Limud, something which we can do. It gives us an idea. We sometimes think that tefillah is beyond us, and these levels which we're going to be reading out in a minute are something that we can only aspire to perhaps in our dreams. It's much closer than we think. First of all, okay, I'll read it on the binyan and then we'll talk a little bit more about it. So, this is what you're supposed to think. Let's pass the Shulchan Aruch like this. Sheyavshe b'liboy kilo im b'shamayim. V'yosim b'liboy sa'anik b'shamayim means v'yosim b'liboy kol tanug ha'il mazeh. All pleasures. He's right now he's not interested in any pleasures. All kol tanug ha'il mazeh are not negate him. V'chol hanoyis haguf. And all hanoyis haguf also not. Nothing. K'inyin sh'omru ha'kadmoinim k'shetitza l'chaven p'shoit gufcho me'al nishmasecho. P'shoit gufcho, remove your guf. Follow your neshama, separate your guf from your neshama. So we think that that's some kind of madrega which belongs to generations past. There's no such thing. No, we can't do such thing. After you've reached that machshava, you've now separate. You're not desiring anything in this world. You've not got any physical desires. You're completely removed from all these things. Then Yachshav gam kein ke'ilu hu oymed beis hamikdash shehu lamata. So first you remove your desires, you make yourself the human mensch, then you now think, and I'm standing in the Beis HaMikdash, mipnei sha'al yedei zet, yetfilosin letzuya yois lefin amok, your tefillah will be more acceptable. That's something that perhaps the people don't look up, is that when you daven Shemoneh Esrei properly, then you're davening, you got the greatest segula to get to achieve what you want, is a tefillah letzuya. And this is when a person separates himself with his eyes, and he puts in the right kavonis, and he thinks in the Beis HaMikdash, he's davening the tefillah letzuya. You can't get a bigger school than that. I just, when I read the first bit, this reminds me of the Rambam. The Rambam writes Gabba Aristotle, that he reached Madrega just below Nevuah, and the Shulchan Gebuyim brings the same thing. He says Gabba this, that this is the Madrega, a step below Nevuah, when a person lifts himself up, that it has nothing to do with a Ruchnistika Madrega. Even the Goyim can do it, if Aristotle is able to do it. And we find nowadays people practice meditation, where they are completely removed from their physical desires. It's impossible for a person to achieve such a state if he tries to think that right now, well, the only thing that concerns me is my neshama, my ruach. I'm not interested in anything else. If he puts effort into it, we see that even goyim are able to achieve such a level. So it is possible. The chiddush is afterwards, v'yachshiv liboy, and put it keneged Rabbeinu Shloim, and now he's whole standing keneged Rabbeinu Shloim. That's the correct direction of this meditation, of this level or state of being separate. So that's v'yitin ein of lemana, which the Rabbeinu Yonah says that a person has to do. And it's halach in Shulchan Aruch, so it's something that's demanded from each of us. Obviously, we are human beings. Each person, according to his level, according to his madriga, that he manages to do this, that's how well his tefillah would be mirutza. And obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes the effort. I don't need to say all that, but just thought it. Masha Asakasha. So we just now learned, Yechaven Liboi Kneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Masha Asakasha, and he says that we find in the Gemara, we said Einov Lamato, Einov Lamalo, Liboy. One second, what the wrong place? Just give me a minute. Einov Lamato, Liboy Lamalo. So his lev is in Shemayim, and his eyes are down below Kodesh HaKadoshim. Masha Asakasha, that it's a Mishnah in Brochus. The Mishnah Brochus says that Liboy, Shechav Liboy, Kneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Mishnah goes like this. He can't turn around. So the Mashal's kasha is, where is his heart supposed to be? Is his heart supposed to be lemalo, or is his heart supposed to be lemato connected based kodesh hakadoshim? What does he mean?
How do you explain? How does someone physically how you do it?
I understand.
Sure,
so this is what I understand. What Rashi was telling us, that you mechashiv, you're standing connected in the Shechinah. Yeah.
It's not the
Liboy.
How do you explain the
Liboy? It doesn't mean physically which way you're turning your heart. It means yeah, chavin is Liboy. Yes. Although that Mishnah we just now read out seems to imply physically. This is an akud we're going to touch on. This is going to go. We're going to touch on. This doesn't seem to be machlokes Rishonim. It's an akud. I'll tell you what the Mashal answers, and he says, Taich in that Mishnah. Mashal answers the Kash. He says, we've got here, it says, Libu has to be Lamalo, and that's Keneged Beis HaKadoshim. Mashal answers, Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, Ho Elyoin. We know that there's a Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Mato, there's one above. You Mechama Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim in Elyoin. What does that mean? Let's put it practically. What am I supposed to do now? So I understand this to mean that, and the Mashal has got a long Mashal over here, I didn't think it's appropriate for oil now to say over, but the Mashal explains the Machlekes, what the Havim knows, the Maskar and this Gemara, this we just learned. The Machlekes is, where is the Ikka Shekhinah? And we all know that the Shekhinah is Shaira over the whole world. The Shekhinah is the world. All the Oilam is. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is the whole world. The Mukhaimish Oilam. Right? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, we know the Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a certain aspect of the Shekhinah. Again, we're talking about things we don't really understand, but we can understand this. There's an aspect of the Shekhinah which is above the Malachim, which we cannot, got no Musa, even the Malachim, no Musa. And then there's an aspect of the Shekhinah that each Oilam, as you go down and you get more gashmistika worlds, has a certain aspect of the Shekhinah that each world, according to their ability, can appreciate the Shekhinah. And then we got our, the most magushadika world, where we have a mokim based Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Shekhinah is also there. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised us that even though the world Mesavish was destroyed, nevertheless the Shekhinah is still there. Now the question is, when a person's davening, and he's telling himself, I'm standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which I don't want to say part, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, there's no part to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chalila, but to which Shekhinah, where is the Shekhinah to which he's standing in front of? Is he standing in front of the Shekhinah which is in base Kodesh HaKadoshim down here, in this Magushim Dika world? Or, so to speak, is he standing at the Shekhinah in the base Kodesh HaKadoshim Elyon, and it's all tied, all linked together. They're all one. Sort of like a long piece of string. The bottom of the piece of string, middle piece of string, on top piece of string, something on those lines. So that's a test of Mashon. The problem is that that's not much more of the Mishnah there. A person has to turn in the direction of Kodesh 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 Kodesh. If you're Mechavon for the Kodesh Kodesh in Shemayim, you don't have to turn towards it. There's no way to turn towards, too. It's just automatic. You're Mechavon. I'm standing in front of the Shekhinah in the Kodesh 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 Kodesh. There's nothing to turn to. So what does it mean? So there are other two routes. Now we're going to come, Mitzvah come back to answer the Mashal's Kasha with other Tzurutzim from others. There are, different Pshatim in Einov Lamato, Libe Lamalo. So beautiful Pshat in Ben Yodah says, Einov Lamato, the letters that are after Ayin, Einov Lamato, the ayin, letters after Ayin are Pei, Ayin is Pei, Yud is Chof, and Nun is Samach. So it's Kesef. It doesn't mean silver, it doesn't mean money. Kesef means Kol Tzenafshin. He's got the Chesif, a person has a Slaivus, a Cheshek, and a Tshuka for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means, Kesef. That's Einov Lamato. The Libo Lamalo, the letters above Lev, are Chof and Aleph, which is Ach. Ach is mute. So he says a person, the Gemara is telling you that a person, when he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has to daven with Islavus and the Cheshek and appreciation, this unique opportunity that he has to be standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just by the way, there's a Gemara, the Gemara says that after 120, a person can't daven to the Bnei Shalom. You haven't got that opportunity. It's a unique thing given over to human beings. Even Malachim can't even say Hashem's name, like we've got the ability. Gemara says that Klal Yisrael are unique, that we can say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name after two words, Baruch Ato Hashem, and the Malachim can only say Hashem's name after three words, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. They can only say, we've got a unique opportunity in this lifetime now, when we're here, to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is something which is not given, not granted afterwards. That is the tshuka which a person has to have, that is opportunity. And even more so, when you think about the chutzpah that we have, even to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to open our mouths, if a person misbehaves in a certain way, the last thing you want to do is go to the headmaster and ask him for a toiver. You know, if you've misbehaved, you keep out of the way, hope you won't be noticed, and he leaves you alone, you leave me alone, I leave you alone. You don't go, and I want a toiver as well. And not stomach toiver, I want the biggest ones, and I want more, and I want more, and I want more. How dare you? But it's a mitzvah, that's the chiyuv. But appreciate the luck that you've got, that the headmaster wants to talk to you and he still wants to give you something. Appreciate the luck that you've got, that the boss is still interested in having you on the team. So that's first of all, cult, and now you've got to have that appreciation for that. And that goes together with the ach. Ach is a mute. Remember that you're bistagonished. Who do you think you are? A human being, the lowest of all the creations, and yet you've been given this appreciation. So you the two together, that's how a person has to daven. Boy, you're Einov, should Einov Lamato, and Libel Lamato. That's a Ben Yod's vote. Similarly, Shlod's got a similar idea that you have to appreciate the godless Habayra, that's Einov Lamato, and the same idea. There's a Kliyoka, also a similar idea. All the greatness and the juxtaposition of the greatness together with the lowliness, the two together, how that the dual feelings show when a person davens, how that should be standing. And if a person davens like that, then it still will be accepted more. So let's go on, Lagamba, discussing exactly what that means, Ein of Lamato. Shmoino dvorim tzorech hamispala lizoe behed v'lasoysom. This Loshna Rambam person has eight things he has to do. I'm not going to go through all of them. But they are, the first ones, the Elohein, Amida, Noichach HaMikdosh, the Tikkun HaGuf. Nirichach HaMikdosh is what we spoke about facing Kenek Beis HaMikdosh. Tikun HaGuf Ketzad Keshuhu Oymed B'Tfilah Tzorech L'Chavnes Raglov Zu B'Tzad Zu. So Machlek is here, this is the halacha of putting your feet together by Shmoneh Esra. People like the Malachim, people like Kehan, people like Shoynes. The Machlek could be to Ma'akev even B'Dievet. Machlekes is to be passing, it's not Ma'akev B'Dievet. There's certain Shoynes who hold it's Ma'akev even B'Dievet. If you're not standing, if you don't put your two legs together. The noisen ein of lemato ki ilu hu mabit leoretz. So he takel pshut ke mashmoy ki ilu mabit leoretz. Ve liboy ponu lemalo ki ilu eud b'shamayim. Right. So according to the Rambam, a person does not look straight ahead towards the Beis Hamikdash. A person looks down to the ground. He doesn't explain why a person would look down to the ground. He hasn't answered how that face, what's that got to do with the Beis HaMikdash? But Lamata, he has Chutukim Hashmoy, Lamata down to the ground, you look at the ground. I would understand, my way of understanding the Rambam is that you still have to Mimachava Kenegi Beis HaMikdash. That's the previous halacha, that's the halacha we learned to tackle from that Mishnah that Masha asked from, that a person has to face the Beis HaMikdash. That's one halacha. But here, what he says now, Libi Lamata, Eilib Lamata, his eyes look down, he has to look down. Because when a person is standing in front of the Shechina, you don't stare at the Shechina. That's derech chutzpah, that's derech azus. We find in many halachas that person, how a person should stand. In fact, I'm going to read you out an early rabba, it's in the wrong place, but I think it's appropriate now. Read you out an early rabba about keeping your eyes open and shut. Betzoyer Amor Kosov. It's not respectful. We don't understand this. Nowadays it's the idea of if a person is standing in front of an important choshev person, you do not stare at them in the eye. You do not look at them in the face. You look down with humility, humble. Nowadays it's something that refinement is a bit lost. People don't understand bichlal that such a concept exists. But in the time of Al-Khazal it was understood. A person is inferior, talking to his superior, you look down, you don't look straight ahead directly at the person. We find the same halacha regarding saying Krishna. At night, a person should not lie on his back and look up and say Krishna. It's not respectful, klapa shemayim, keilu koyocha, kodesh baruch is lemal, and you look up, you're staring at him. That's not respectful, that's not derech eretz. It goes much further. Kosa shiori knesa gdoila shamati b'shem ha-zoya. I heard the name of the Zoya. Shekol she'ein oitzim eino b'shas tefillah. Anybody who does not close his eyes when he's davening Shmoneh Esra, eino yizoyche liris p'nei Hashchina b'tzeis nafshoi. So a person at the time of death is zoyche liris p'nei Hashchina, and he is not zoyche. And I would understand that to be because since he has stared with a chutzpah, with a derech azos klapei shemayim, he doesn't deserve. The punishment is that he will be able to look. We find one of the reasons it was given for not one of you dying is because they stared and they were then in Ziv Hashchina it's brought down. What's the heter? That's the nusach is brought down. So what's the heter davening in a seder? That's how it's brought down. So he brings a bit of a kasha. I'm going to skip it out because we're running a short time. It's always very hard to judge the time. I'm going to skip that out. V'hari hoya mispal al toich ha-sefer kedei sheyichavan mo'oid. So he davened from the sefer in order to mechav mo'oid. V'kosev mongan avaron Hakoy lefi ma sheha'odom margish. Each person according to his nature, what he feels. In other words, if he feels that davening from a siddur will increase his kavona, then although he's got his eyes open, since he's doing it l'shem shemayim in order to become better, and a better kavona is more important than anything else, therefore he's entitled to daven from a siddur. But if he feels that he'll have better kavona by closing his eyes, then he shouldn't daven from the siddur, because without that, he'll have also got his eyes closed, and also, he'll have better kavona. This is something that also we need to remember. There is nothing more important than having better kavona during davening. All the other things, all the segulas and everything, but nothing is more important than having better kavanah as you're davening. But the idea that you're mentioning is broad, and we're going to discuss this if I haven't misjudged the time, is that when looking through the windows, because there's halacha that the Beis Hamikdash have windows, in order that one should see the Shemayim to be machnia levovoi. So there is such a musar hodam. However, they explain that, they ask a kasha, which we're going to learn that kasha now, and they answer, so it's only either before davening, or, and those moments where a person has by accident looked out, he's lost his train of thought, and he's gotten, and then he's been machnil levovoi. But otherwise he should not be looking up, because it's not Einav Lamato. But you bring a very good point, and that is the following. We see, a lot of times, it's very hard for us to understand, what is halacha, what is minig, what is tam, a good idea, a good inyan. This is a Gemara Mufureshes. Well, you know, in Einav Lamata, Libel Lamata, is a Gemara Mufureshes. It's Kepasken in Rosh Uruk Noruch, it's Boten Rambam, Halacha Lamaisa. And a lot of people think it's, it really belongs to the Moses Forum. But it's not. It's actual Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the correct posture, how to look, how to stand, how to, everything is regulated. So it's very important that we understand clearly what we are supposed to do it, because there's no doubt that the biggest segula that you finish with Mukubal is do what you're supposed to do. I'm just going to finish off the Arizal from the Siddur. The cost of Bagaravom, Akol Fimashu Odom Margish, O Maharil, not al Sidu be min vispalboy, O Bismoilo Nosn Hasarbol al Liboy. I'm not very clear what Hasarbol is. I thought Hasarbol was a coat. I don't understand why he's putting the coat on his heart. I haven't had a chance to look it up. It's just not enough time to do that, to look at everything. But at Kol Ponim, we see that the Rishonim themselves, each one did what was good and what he understood to be right within his own understanding of the halacha it was. So I think it's perfectly reasonable, take Nachman Dovid's point further, where a person does feel there's a better kavanah, and it's still within include the Einav Lamata, just to give you a marshal, the person would say, I know that I daven better if I daven in the middle of the shul, I don't daven inside the shul, that's a more than valid, correct thing to do. It's not in Shulchan Aruch anywhere, but the important thing is that a person should recognize where he davens better. And if he feels that standing next to the window where there's breeze blowing on him will help him have kavanah, do that. It's important for a person to set himself up when he davens in a way that he will help him to daven as best that he can. So we saw the Loshon of Rashi was that he should be keneged beis kodesh hakadoshim. And we saw the lashon of the Rambam was that he should be lamata lo'oretz. I'm going to read you out the lashon of the Torah, and then we'll talk a bit about the shiasa machleks v'shiasa nebach. The Torah says the tzorich sheyokrif roishem ma'at, he should bend his head a little bit. Sheyu enov lamata lo'oretz. Sounds like the Rambam. He's got to look down to the ground. He's got to bend his head so he should look looking down to the ground. The nusach somewhere is that he can't see out of his daladamas. So when we talk about, you don't have to look like this, it's thought, you can just bend down a little bit and look, maybe look a bit further forward. It's not, you don't have to give yourself a waker. Shenema, v'hoyo einu v'libi shom, kol hayom, that's a possibility we're discussing. V'onu mispanlim keneged beis hamidosh, we daven towards the beis hamidosh. V'lochein, tzorich shenosan einenu lemato, kenegdoi, v'nachsho keilu oinin v'hoyo mispanlim. We have to face towards the beis hamidosh, and then v'nachshev, we should think keilu anu oimdim boy umispalim. Ubelibu yechav lemal shneim lesal v'aveinu kapoim el keilu v'ashamayim. So the Torah has put the Rambam and the Rashi together. He starts by telling us to look down on the ground. Then he tells us look at the base kodesh hakodashim. So we've got to understand what the Torah is saying and how the Torah makes sense. How the two halachas are being put together. Where are you supposed to look? What's going on over here? I just want to put over here the kasha, the base of the kasha over here, that the Gemara says in Brochas Perik in Oimdim. Omer Rav Chiya Ba'Abba, Omer Rav Yoichna, Al Yispal Odom El Bebayis, She Yeshom Chaloimis, only if it's got windows. Shneimo Vekamin Psichin Lei Ba'Al Yose. Well, it's Nachlex Nixoris, but Neged Yushalayim, not Neged Yushalayim. So a shul has to have windows. So the Beis Yosef brings a kasha from the Maria Buhav, and he asks a kasha, and he says that if are going according to Rashi. You're looking towards Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, and there's windows there. And Rashi there in Brachas explains the reason why there's windows, in order that you should be Nichna Levovoi. Then it makes sense. You can anyway see. If you're going according to the Rabbeinu Yoina, that you've got to have your libis in Shemayim and your mchavan towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, whether it's lamal or it's lamato, but your mchavan. But again, we're not talking about which attitude, which your eyes are facing, where your eyes are actually going. And again, it doesn't matter. You can look out the window. But if you're looking down on the ground, what difference does the window make? You can't look out the window anyway. So what does the Gemara mean? You should look out the window. It's a kash on the Rambam. And the two starts by telling us you should look down the ground. Why does the Gemara say you should look at the windows? So the Marie, so the Beis Yosef has two terutzim. His first terutz is it doesn't mean that the whole time you should be looking out the window. But just in passing, your eyes on the ground. Every so often, just there, chavara, you just look out the window and you go back down to the ground. So you get a little bit of a hesiris and then back to where you're supposed to be. The Bach gives a different teretz before davening, before Shemoneh Esrei. The entire purpose of Sukkot Dezimra and the Birchas Krishma is in order for you to get in the proper frame of mind to understand in front of who you're davening. Part of that is giving yourself a minute to look up to Shemayim, to think of the Godless Habayra, who you're davening in front of. Then you close your eyes and you get going and you daven. I would imagine that's more similar to if a person nowadays, those who have done such a thing would know, that went and goes to greet the Queen, they've got a garden party, or they go to an investiture or something like that, then when you're coming into the stately palace and everything, then you're overwhelmed by the grandeur of the palace and how great. And when you're talking to the Queen, you're talking to the Queen. Now you're not looking around the palace. Now you're not appreciating what a wonderful. Now you're concentrating what you're saying, not to muck anything up. Get it, say it when you need to say it, be, you know, get it all done. Now is the time, well, beforehand you look around you, after you look around you, not now, now you're talking. That, I imagine that's how it would go. So, comes out, we feel that we've answered the Mashal's Kasha, to feel that really. Mashal's Kasha is, Shechavan Libo Lekoy Jekdoshim. You're not at all times supposed to be thinking of the way you're looking around. There's a time when you're supposed to be looking at the Oretz and you're concentrating on the ground and what's in front of you. And then there's a time when you're supposed to be more appreciating the Gadol Sabeira where you're holding with in the general matz, in the general situation. So when the Gemara in Bracha says, that a person should be mechaven Liboy lemalo, he's mechavim to the Beis Hamikdash. Then pshat is also beforehand. Beforehand, the person has to be mechavim. That's the Mishnah. That's the Mishnah, which Mishnah says a person should be mechavim. You turn your body and you're mechavim. After that, you're mechavim to the Bein Shlom. This is really the nusach of the Torah. I'm not really saying any chiddushim. We read the Torah again. This is really what the Torah is saying. The Torah is saying over here two things. First of all, you bend your head and look down on the ground, and then you connect the Beis Hamikdash. So what's all the two things? One is, you look down on the ground, and you're thinking, I'm in front of the Shekhinah. I mustn't look at the Shekhinah. And another thing, the Shekhinah is in Beis HaMikdash, the Shekhinah is in Kodesh Kodashim. I'm standing, the two things are not, they're not mutually exclusive. One can do both. Also, and I did see this answer in Aruch HaNeh, in the Gemara Bomas, there's a difference between where your body is facing, and where your eyes are facing. This answers a kasha, very famous kasha. I'm not quite sure how Andrew answers it, but kasha is very famous. I haven't really seen an answer properly, but this also answers the question. We have to be mechavan keneged Beis Hamikdash, from Mizrach. But the Gemara also says somebody wants to be rich, he should turn towards the north. And somebody who wants to be clever, he should turn towards the south, towards the Shulchan, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and towards the Menorah. How do you do both? So the answer, the Shulchan Aruch says, so Menachem Novitz says that you do both. You go from one to the other. You shuckle. That's a shuckling. I didn't think the cards didn't occur to me. But I think, in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch is brought down that a person's body can be facing one way and his head be facing another way. It's a bit uncomfortable if you've tried it. It's a bit uncomfortable and it's a bit weird as well. In Meir, there used to be the Meir Yeshiva is facing Mizrach, but it's not quite facing the Beis HaMikdosh, the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So there were some people who wanted to turn everybody and everybody faced towards a corner. So for a Tkufa, when I was in Yeshiva, everybody would have that notice, everyone were all facing this direction. It's very weird. It's very, you know, and then slowly, everyone just went back to davening normal way, straightforward, and the base of and davening, straightforward. And then Liboy is to the Kodesh HaKodeshim, which was a bit to the side. The important thing is Liboy to Kodesh HaKodeshim. That's the important thing. You're standing in front of the Shekhinah, that's the important thing. So when a person, according to what we're saying now, when a person's Mechaven, his Guf, is one way, and his eyes another way, and both are connected to Shekhinah. Nachshev ke'ilu onu oindim boy umispalim. And then there's no mechitz between us and the tefillahs which are going to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then you have the proper attitude in davening to our tefillahs should be accepted in Mitzvah.